Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 27th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we're up to parak of Zayin, Mishnah Yud Beis. Shlosha shlosha shenikra. If you have a cloth that's 3x3 tefachim that was torn down the middle, in the sun al kisei b'sar nagia b'kisei tahar. If it's so torn down the middle that if you put it on a chair, if you sat on the chair, you would touch the chair directly, it wouldn't protect you from touching the chair, then it is tahar, because it's broken, it's torn. V'im lav tame. But if it's not such a big tear that you would touch the chair that it was covering, then it's considered to be a moshav, and it can become tamei with tumas medrus. Shalosh al shalosh, if you have a cloth that's 3x3, etzbaos shenimha mimenu chut echad, and one of the threads is worn out, or shenim tzobo kesher, or you find it not in it, or shnei chutin matimin, or you have two threads that are identical to each other, running alongside each other, tahura. So it's tahur entirely, because we assume that it doesn't have the full 3x3 etzbaos that it needs. Shalosh al shalosh shlicha ba'ashbos tahura. If you threw a piece of cloth that's 3x3 etzbaos into the ashba, it's tahur, because you're showing that it's not chashuv to you. Hechzira tameya. But if you then remove it from the ashba and you bring it back into your house, it's now going to be able to become tamei, because you're showing that it does have chashivas to you. The olma shel chasa metaharata v'chazarasa metamata. Throwing it out will be metaharit, bringing it back home will be metamiyit, chutz mishal agamon shel zahorus tova. Unless it's made out of the fancy purple dye or another type of red fancy dye, those are so expensive that even if you throw them out, they're still considered chashuv. Rabbi Elazar Omer, af matas chadasha kiyotze behen. Not only that, a new patch is also very chashuv, and even if you throw it out, will retain its chashivos. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kulan tahorin, all of them are tahor, meaning all types of these types of fabric that do lose their chashivos when you throw them out, even the fancy stuff. The only thing that separates our gaman and these fancy fabrics from everything else is the dinim of Hashavas Aveda, that if you find these things in an ashba, you can assume that someone did not throw them out on purpose, and therefore you have a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Okay, now we move on to the 28th parak of Maseches Kelim, Mishnah Alef, Shalosh Al Shalosh Son of Bekador. If you have a cloth that's 3x3 etzbaos that you use as a stuffing of a ball, Oshasa Kadur B'vnei Atzma, or you make it into, you roll it into a ball, Tahora. It can't become tame because it's too tiny when you stuff it up. But if it's a cloth that's 3x3 tfachim that you use as stuffing into a ball, then it becomes tame with any type of tuma, such as tumas medrus. So kadu b'vnei, but if you make it into its own ball, tahor, then it's going to be tahor because the stitching makes it smaller than 3x3 tfachim, and if it's smaller than 3x3 tfachim, it doesn't have a shear to become tamei, tumas medrus. So in Perek Chav Zayin Mishnah Yud Beis, we said that if you have a 3x3 tefach cloth that was torn down the middle, so if it can cover a chair successfully, then it's tamei tumas medrus. If not, it's not tamei tumas medrus. And if you have a 3x3 etzbaos that one of the threads is worn out or knotted or something like that, we assume it's pachos mikashir. And if it's 3x3 etzbaos that's in the ashba, so then we assume it lacks all chashivas, but when you bring it back home, it has chashivas, and we said the only exception would be if it's a fancy textile, a fancy material, then even if it's in the ashba, it's chashuv, whereas Rav Lazar says that all a new patch would also have that status, and Rabbi Shimon says that anything in the ashba is not going to be tameh anymore. The only unique thing about these fancy textiles is if you see them in the ashba, you have a mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda, because you have to assume it was not put there on purpose. And then in Perek Chav Ches, Mishnah Aleph, we said that if you have a cloth that's 3x3 etzbaos that's used as stuffing in a ball or even as a ball itself, it's tahor, but 3x3 tfachim, if it's used as stuffing in a ball, could still become tamei with all types of tumah. But if it's made as a ball itself, we assume it's not really 3x3 tfachim because the stitching would have taken away from the proper shear. But Hashem, next time we'll pick up the Perek Chav Ches, Mishnah Beis.